Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about area events, issues, and people. I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me today is Paul West from Nova Workforce Investment. They've got a big community update luncheon coming up on Thursday, August 20th at the Monroe Civic Center. Paul, welcome to Lanyap. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, Jay. So
you've got a terrific speaker coming up from Meta, of all places, for this update luncheon.
We're extremely excited. Mr. Henry Thornton, he's their community development regional manager. A gentleman, when you meet him one time, it's like a friend forever. He's from a small town over in Alabama, and he's just a country boy at heart, and just a great guy. But we're excited to have him, not just to have him because of who he is, but who he's representing as well, Meta, and we know how big that is in our community today. So this is our 10th anniversary, our 10th anniversary of luncheon.
Of the luncheon, right.
Our 18th year of service. And so we couldn't have, I think, a better speaker last year. Although, last year, Dr. Castillo.
She's pretty dynamic.
She did a phenomenal job with us and continues to support.
So before we go any further, I want you to give the website and the phone number for information. Tickets and table sponsorships are available now, right?
Absolutely. Tables are $350 for a table of eight. And then we have other sponsorships out there as well. They can go to our website at www.novanila.org, or they can call us at 318-855-1923. Did I leave one out?
No, that was it.
Okay.
That's great. All right. Let's talk about what Nova does. So why are you having an update luncheon, and what are you working to communicate to folks who are invested in what you do?
Well, we always say Nova is the communities. And so each year we bring the update to the community and letting them know what we've accomplished the past year, what we've accomplished since we began in 2008, 2009 there. And then also what we love about the whole, I can talk all day, we can have the best guest speaker, but when it comes to those two testimonials, stories, success stories, that speaks volumes of words. And so we'll have those two individuals there as well with us. So, but it's a celebration is what it is, Jay, a celebration of what we've been able to do and accomplish, and not we, but we as a community and a region.
So let's talk about, for people who've never heard of Nova, what in the world is it that you guys do?
And I always say this, simply, we are a workforce intermediary, which simply means we work with employers, training providers, and then we're working with that individual that's 18 to 88 that needs is seeking a living wage job with benefits and a career path. So I'm going to mention something at the luncheon this year, and so I won't throw it out there today, but sort of in this vein, 18 years ago, workforce as we know it today and back then is a whole different deal. And so this was a new way of doing workforce in our community and region 18 years ago, and that has continued on to this day to now where it's become normal in our community. So we're an employer-driven workforce intermediary, which simply means we start with that employer, understand what business and industry needs are, and then we work our way back, working with our universities, our community college, our training institutions. And then that person walking in the door, we're now identifying that career path based on what we know, not what we hope and what they want necessarily. Right. We try to match that up, but it's based on what industry needs are and demands.
So for somebody who's looking for an opportunity for short-term training or longer-term training, everything from four-year degrees at ULM or Tech or Grambling, two-year degrees at Delta, but also there are so many other certificate training programs and where somebody might fit. Y'all do the evaluation side to figure out where they would fit into that process?
We do. We assess them. And not only that, you know, you hit it on the head there. I mean, it could be anywhere from a few weeks to a few years. And usually most of our training is 2 years or less. We do have university level at times where we're working with individuals. The community college is usually the emphasis of where they're going to get those career pathways, but not totally. And so being able to do that, an individual can come in our door And we do our baseline, which is called career readiness. And everybody that comes through our program starts with that two-week training. It gets them sort of equipped and assessed and finding out what they're going out in one or two paths. They're going out to get training and skills, or they've already got the skills and training and we're trying to get them into a good paying job career after that.
So you mentioned testimonials at the luncheon. What's the feedback that you get from people who've worked with you and have gone on to employment? What do you hear from them?
The individual themselves.
The individuals themselves, yeah.
I mean,
what kind of stories?
Well, that you asked. I was in a doctor's office the other day.
Okay.
I won't call names and all that, but I was in the office and I was getting a checkup, and lo and behold, the individual that was there was a NOVA graduate.
Okay.
And she began to share her, you know, her story as well. And just the fact, I hear it over and over, how it changed her life, how it transformed her life, and how she was so thankful, how this person was thankful and grateful for that. And as a result, we hear that over and over. It's transformational is what we call it. You take somebody that needs the skills, the training, and equip them with that, that they can go out and be successful. It not only makes them successful, it builds a better employer. The employer is successful. Everybody wins. It's a win-win for our community, for the individual,
I was gonna ask,
for the organization.
On the other side, really quick, what kind of feedback do you get from the employers who are, because you're tailoring some of what you're doing based on their needs. I mentioned you get really good response from them too.
We do. It's phenomenal because what we're doing is trying to take a lot of the legwork, as we call it, out from them having to do that to us doing it up front. So, I mean, they're excited, and what they even are more excited about, these services are free to the community. And so it doesn't cost them anything other than a commitment, hopefully at that end,
that
we can be able to get people there.
Yeah.
But the employers want somebody that will show up on time, willing to work, and a good attitude. And a lot of times they say, if you can give us those four things, we'll do the rest.
We'll do the rest of it. That's great.
So it's neat. It's neat to see the impact on employees.
The Community Update Luncheon coming up on Thursday, August the 20th, Monroe Civic Center. Paul, again, how do you get information? How do you get tables and tickets?
Well, the quickest way right now is go to our website, www.novanila.org, and you can go on, click on there, and it'll take you right to the website there to buy a table, buy a ticket, sponsorship. Or you can call us at 318-855-1923.
My guest, Paul West, the executive director of NOVA-NELA. Paul, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.